Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
182. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Michael.
Everybody know that's Big Big B.
Wait, it sounds like he's dying.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Michael. Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yesterday was Thanksgiving, yes. As of broadcasting this.
It is Black Friday.
And Black Friday. I guess happy Black Friday.
What's that supposed to mean?
How was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Delicious.
Wonderful. It's delicious. I had a big
meal. We did have a really nice big meal, even though we're recording this a week ahead of time.
Yeah, yes. We had our Thanksgiving today.
But, yeah, Chris, you were nice enough to provide us with quite the selection. Well, from it. Do we want to buzz market who we ate?
Yeah, thanks.
Sure. It's a Boston
Shout
market.
Out Boston Market. Right?
Yeah. I mean, more potatoes.
Boston, yeah, more potatoes. Yeah.
Where else are you going to get a turkey dinner to feed four?
Four hungry men.
Supposed to feed six.
Was that really?
Yes.
Damn.
Six. I knew I wouldn't have to request this.
Six little girls.
Yeah. Small children.
Six. What?
Small children that have
We're
eaten already.
About Roy Moore. Yes. What's your favorite part? You know, since Thanksgiving was yesterday, today is the day of leftovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I participate more so in than the shopping. Are you guys big Black Friday shoppers?
Yes. Deals mostly.
Let's get to that, but what do you like it for leftovers? What holds up the best the next day, and how do you eat it cold? Do you put it in a sandwich? What do you like?
I'm always the go-to of the turkey sandwich, man. Use the old leftover turkey, you know, the sliced up kind of, you know, real nice. The cranberry, I'll even throw on there a little bit with the stuffing.
Yeah,
I do the
that.
Whole thing.
See, I like it real simple.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The leftover turkey, get some mayo on some bread and just slapped in between.
That's good, too.
And just real simple white bread.
A little bit of salt. I had to put a little salt on
it. I mean, if the turkey's done up right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's already got, you know.
Put a little bit of pepper.
Doesn't really need some taste. But, yeah, just enough mayo to cut the dryness of the leftover part of the turkey. And
the bread. Depending on the bread, of course.
Stuffing seems to hold up well. I don't know. I'm pretty basic. If you have mashed potatoes, some vegetable, stuffing, turkey, gravy.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Everything else is superfluous.
Mashed potatoes and corn, I'll just pass.
Any more? What's essential outside of that, do you think?
I like cranberry dressing. That's a big thing for me.
I'm not down with... I like cranberry juice. Can't stand
the cranberry. Yeah, I've never been down with cranberry sauce.
No.
So good.
I'll drink both kinds.
Cranberry juice.
Oh, the jelly and the dressing.
I do neither.
And I don't even understand. Like, how do you eat it? Does it just go over other things, or do you eat it with a spoon on its own like it's some fucking...
You could do either one.
Like I do. Half-cooked Jell-O mash.
When I get my roll, I put everything
with
in
the
it.
The roll. See, okay.
That sounds good. I haven't tried that.
I might get behind the roll, and you know, maybe I'll go for that again this year.
Like the breakfast, like the dinner rolls.
Maybe
you
I'll try it.
And half put a little bit of butter and then.
I feel where you're going. Yep. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
I could eat it that way. I should try it.
I like the fresh Polish sausage the next day.
Sausage?
We have everything.
Oh, man. Sam, don't.
Yeah, cold.
Never had that.
See, now, I don't.
Polish sausage.
You have to get
cold.
The fresh kind.
Yeah.
Ooh, not the so bullshit.
Hey, Uso? I'm all for Polish sausage.
Ooh,
but
so good.
I'm not saying that it can't show up at a Thanksgiving dinner, but as a staple?
No,
I mean, is that a staple for your family?
Yes.
Sausage that has to be had.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We always have ham, turkey,
family live in ham
and sausage.
There's a bunch of Polacks from my mom's
side.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
But
we're not Polacks,
man. But, yeah, the staples.
Good
the
cooks,
next day,
beautiful women.
turkey.
Not always in the same.
Mashed potatoes, yeah. Really?
Not all in the same.
Mashed potatoes, well, I
it's
love...
It's kind of an either or, actually.
Well, I love mashed potatoes to death.
Yes.
They're not really a next day item. They don't hold up.
Mashed potatoes?
What are you smoking? But you got gravy to make it all better. I mean, the gravy always holds.
Yeah, but
in.
You need the mashed potatoes.
You just, you know, scrape the top off with a knife.
Because good, delicious mashed potatoes won't be completely whipped.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, he likes the, clumpy. So
I see your point. Because the type of mashed potato that would reheat well is not the prime mashed potato that you would prefer to have.
Correct.
Anyway, in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The kind where it's like a little more chunky.
Yes.
Doesn't really reheat as well, like a baked potato kind of doesn't.
Now, what you can do with that is you can put them in sandwiches the next day.
No, you can't.
I do that. True. But
your mashed potatoes?
What
I
do? Day,
how does a mashed potatoes go in the sandwich?
I'm with him.
You use them as a layer when they're chunky. You make it layer like a spread.
Oh yeah, I'll put chunky. Like the sand up like a ham,
like a layer.
I'll take the ham there, put the mashed potatoes, and then I'll go as far as putting some cheese on there.
But it seems like it's filling, like
microwaving.
Mashed potatoes is its own thing, and no, actually, it's not its own thing. I take that back.
It's a starch sandwich.
Mashed potatoes is like a queue. You don't really see a queue on its own, and you have no use for it on its own. With a U and some gravy.
No, but you're
making sense here.
You don't use them not as their own. They're
I'm lost.
It's mashed potatoes, then turkey, then a little layer of stuffing.
I just eat it.
Boom.
Now, what cuts the dryness?
Gravy. Put gravy on it before you put the other bread on.
You put the gravy on the sandwich.
Yes.
Yes.
Now you got me.
Or you could do open-faced and put the gravy over the top of the bread.
I was just thinking I would just ladle it over top and eat it with a knife and fork.
Yep.
Exactly. Either way.
That's how I do it.
Either way, it's delicious.
Yes.
I think, to me, the perfect Thanksgiving
dinner.
God damn
it, I'm hungry again.
Involves, I know.
Starving.
The perfect Thanksgiving dinner involves all food that you don't mind touching each other. And that's why I don't even want to fuck with the cranberry. Because the cranberry may taste good with some things, but it's not going to taste good with any. The corn gets on the turkey, gets in the mashed potatoes, gets in the stuffing. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
Like, just mix it up.
You're not a plate scientist.
I am not.
Whoa, that's a bold statement.
What's going on here?
I didn't study plate tectonics.
Yeah.
If you give me...
You don't know how they lay.
If you give me the whatever,
all I'm worried about is balance with the one hand. If I can balance it, then it's working.
No, I got you. But
where are we on the?
Do you have to have your stuff separated?
No, but there's certain places where certain things go.
Yeah,
next to each other.
At B's place, he's got like the one separated tray that he eats off of.
I see what I like, and then I look at the plate and be like, all right, this goes here.
The room is divided on the cranberry.
Yeah.
Where are we on the sweet potato / yam?
Sweet potato.
I'm down for that.
Yes.
I cannot do it.
I'm sorry.
No.
With the marshmallows.
So you guys are both for
it? I give it a very dramatic John McCain thumbs down.
Oh, the room is divided again.
Oh, my God. Along the same line, too.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah, get that shit out of
delicious
here.
Delicious with had the brown really sugar well, on top.
I've had ooh, really so well-prepared, good. Like,
ices are like, we have sweet potato mashed fries. I'm like,
with marshmallows.
Can I please get regular fries?
Yeah, see, I don't...
fuck off with the marshmallows already.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Now you see...
No.
You're missing out.
I don't
out.
Like
That's
sweet
okay.
potato fries.
More for us.
I've had well-prepared yam fries. That's about as much as I can say for the yam. Or the sweet potato or anything else.
No, whenever there's sweet potato fries, I'm always like, oh, please tell me there's other fries. Do you have regular fries?
Damn.
I don't want to have to eat these.
Sometimes they can be done really well, but most times they just don't have it. First of all, it's consistency, on top of the fact that it's too much sugar. But you don't get that right amount of, I don't know, it gets too mushy.
No.
In the center.
Those seem to be
you don't get the balance right.
The two items that divide people on things. Those seem to be the two really divisive items on Thanksgiving. Everything else, everybody loves mashed potatoes, everybody loves turkey, everybody loves stuffing. But you get into the yams, you get into the cranberry sauce. Those are two things that aren't on everybody's plate.
It's the sweet shit. That's where we're divided on here.
Yeah.
My family always did Jell-O.
This side of the room is all savory.
Holy cow.
And you guys like a little sweet mixed
in. That's
crazy.
Oh, the sweet and savory podcast.
Sweet and savory.
Oh, yeah. Jello was not a dessert in my family.
I think if we did do a sweet and savory podcast, it should be all in British accents.
Hello, sir.
Pip, pip.
Have you ever had
pretzel?
You had pretzel jello? Pretzel
you like
jello.
Pineapple what? On your pizza?
Pretzel jello.
No.
It's delicious.
It's fucking awesome.
Okay. I like pretzels. Now you're just breaking into dark territory right now.
No, it's fucking
that's black gross. Magic fuckery
no,
right
no,
there.
No, it's
delicious.
It's jello with a layer of whipped out. Cream on out. Top.
Oh, my God. It's like
what's
the tuna,
going on
but
here?
It's got chunks of
crunchy,
of pretzels
sweet.
In it.
I'll give it a try.
That's like pretzels I'm okay. Combined with the two worst things on the planet.
What are you talking about?
No way.
Aaron, you gotta let go, man.
How could...
let go. Just try it.
Yeah, look at this.
What's the weirdest way
oh,
we can...
Oh, I've had that.
Yeah.
First of all, both...
It's strawberry...
both Jell-O and Cool Whip are like the answer cool to what's whip. The weirdest cool way whip. We can process cool these whip. Leftover animal parts.
Cool whip.
Oh, Jell-O's so
cool
good.
Cool Whip.
What about so dessert, good. Though? What is the staple dessert?
Pumpkin pie, right. Man.
Yeah, yes. See, can't do the pumpkin pie.
What? Oh.
What? Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
You're making me cry inside.
Like, one of my worst desserts I can imagine is actually pumpkin pie topped with Cool Whip.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I can't do it.
I love it. Give me the whole pie.
Apple. Apple pie.
Oh, no.
There you go.
I dig some apple pie,
I'll take
too.
That. I'll take mincemeat.
As far as pie is concerned,
oh, I love
I'll eat some pie. Shit out of some
really?
Pie.
sure. Ooh, let me have some of that Cool Whip. What'd you say? You can't have a pie without Cool Whip. Cool Whip? Cool Whip, yeah. You mean Cool Whip? Yeah, Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
Yeah. Whip.
Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H? What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with
Cool Whip.
Say whip. Whip. Now say Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
I was...
Stop. You're eating hair.
I was that kid that, you know, whip. When we were playing D&D, I would say whip,
whip.
And sword.
Whip, sword. But yeah.
What about... So you're a Black Friday shopper?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do it all online or do you actually go...
No, I've gone.
In line.
I've actually worked during Black Friday and
well,
been
yeah,
out.
I've done that. That's
and
why I would
it.
Never go to one voluntarily.
Oh, see, I enjoy the hunt. I like the shop.
Yeah.
It's me. Yeah.
This morning, we hunt.
Yes. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Rob's like
Rob
putting
up.
A bandana
I can see
around
my
his
breath
head.
And
he's got his eye black on.
I was actually going one step further with just the full face smear, like the camo.
Yep, exactly. Oh. I'd be like Arnold.
No, you can't.
You cannot see the heat signature no. If you cover your body in the mud.
You've got like it's like the steel grate pattern, like that,
oh, like of a Best Buy.
Yes,
yeah.
I just blend into the rock wall.
You got your face painted gray.
Open up my eyes. That's all you can see. Where's Rob?
Or just
I think he's going to the door. I think he is the door. Yeah. Holy shit.
In the potted plant, like moving it around. You see the feet coming out.
Stay away from Harvey Weinstein.
Why? Does he fuck trees?
If you're going to be a potted plant.
Especially when
they're
moose.
I don't know. Did he fuck potted plants?
Well, he jerked off into a potted plant.
Oh, come on.
In a restaurant.
Why?
Come on.
Not while I'm eating. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Have some manners, bro.
There's been a lot of dudes pulling it out and beating it lately.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get it in this plant. It's a beautiful ficus.
No, Black Friday. Well, we were talking about Black Friday, goddammit. You know, when people go out and get their fucking cabbage patch and their tickle me elbows. Yeah.
And their Tamagotchis.
and their Tamagotchis. My kids are going to have the worst Christmas ever.
Yeah. What
the fuck is this shit?
What is this cabbage patch bullshit? Why does it smell funny?
Well, I have one teenager and one preteen now. Like,
oh
I don't
shit!
Know, I don't even know.
Money,
I'm like,
money,
yeah,
gift cards.
No shit.
I was thinking about that. Just didn't want to say it.
Next day.
Yeah.
It's Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Why it's gotta
biggest
be black.
Mall shopping day of the year, and since the mall is just up the street, I would like you to come out and work.
Well,
on Black Friday.
You can.
Oh yeah.
What about Mooly Monday?
Only work on Mooly Monday. How about nigga Tuesday?
Is this a new holiday?
You got any idea how racist that sounds? What? You think you own me?
I never say this, I tell you.
I never say.
You thought to yourself, oh, I'm going to lay down the law for this nigga because I put food on his table clothes on his little nigga baby backs. He ain't
whoa, easy.
This ain't Amistad.
You shut
up. Amistad.
To the post office selling my disability suit. Because then I'm going to be out this motherfucker because I'm going to be Oprah rich.
Don't kiss my ass.
You know what? Fuck you and suck cock.
Love his expression at the end of that. What is it? What is it this Black Friday? What's the big thing?
Fingerlings or some shit?
Is that what the big thing is?
What's a fingerling?
Isn't it a potato?
Yeah, that's what I thought when you first said it.
These are they're little animals you can finger.
What?
Like in the pooper?
No.
Jeffrey's top 20?
No, it's Joffrey.
Joffrey?
It's full of shit. Say it fucking right.
You're full of shit, Jeffrey.
Joffrey!
Joffrey.
I frequent this place enough. And I worked for the man.
You worked for the giraffe?
Yeah, I did. For one Christmas. God, that was horrible.
I think he changed.
Yeah, fingerlings. They are. It is.
Fingerlings?
I think, didn't he change it after Game of Thrones?
Maybe.
There's King Joffrey.
King Joffrey,
that
okay.
Gets poisoned because he's a horrible little brat.
I know King Joffrey Joffer. He was in Coming to America.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's Eddie Murphy's dad. Yeah, fingerlings. I always thought they were potatoes. They're these things that look like a troll and a monkey fuck.
Show me this. Show me this animal. This beast. What is this fingerling beast you speak of?
It just...
What the fuck is that? It looks like a monkey holding an almond with troll hair.
Why does it say it's interactive? Because...
why does it look high?
Because it wiggles.
Fingerlings look very baked.
It doesn't actually do anything except for grab onto your finger, right?
Is it hold joints?
Oh, no, wait.
Small interactive baby monkeys are small enough to wear on your finger and respond to touch, sound, and motion with over 40 different sounds and features. But what happens when it comes alive at night and kills you?
Skynet.
Mwah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
The fingerlings are controlled by Skynet.
They'll band together and start killing children.
A small village of fingerlings.
Oh, yeah. They show kids putting them on their straws, on their pencils while they do their homework.
How long till this is on a dick?
Talk to each other.
How long... Till this is on it.
As soon as the parents get a hold of them.
Yeah,
I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about children. How long does
feel sorry for any adult who
someone who puts this on? Well, it's adjustable, clearly.
Hey, check out my finger.
How adjustable?
Hey,
it
honey,
is.
Find the fingerling.
It'd have to be pretty
surprise,
damn
it's
flexible.
It's not on my finger.
It looks like it's hugging a dick.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a finger.
It's a finger. Human finger.
Yes. How many dicks am I holding up?
Five. That's your big Balzac.
What do you got your eye on, Rob?
What
are you probably out fighting tooth and nail for while this podcast is broadcasting?
It'll be kind of down to the day of. I'm kind of trying to get my hands on for the Samsung VR. There's a controller that they're selling for $40. It's supposed to be like $20 or $10 or something. I don't know. I'm just trying to get a deal. I'm a sheeny man. I'm not buying gifts for anybody. I have no family to buy gifts for, so it's pretty much out for myself.
Right.
Which is awesome.
So that's...
Because that's what... You get the best deals.
Screw other people, anyway. Merry Christmas. Buy something for yourself.
Get the sweet shit for yourself and open that day. That's the best part. It's my Christmas. But no, there's always good deals out there.
Did you see that there was an Amazon ad in the UK that was drawing criticism?
What for?
What for?
Yeah.
Please, do tell.
Denying Santa.
Oh, right. It was. What? It outed Santa as being a non-existent being.
Yes.
What was he walking out of an Amazon warehouse?
Amazon ad outrages parents by seeming to deny Santa. Spoiler alert, by the way. Controversial ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where did it air? I mean, where and when? That's important.
We've got toys and games by the sackload this Christmas.
Sackload?
This guy's hiding his presents from his kids.
Oh, that's sweet.
Fur real tiger. Nintendo Switch and loads of others.
Yeah.
You got that yet, Aaron? Amazon Switch.
Amazon? This Christmas.
Are you kidding me? That's the fucking... That's it?
That ad caused outrage.
Damn what? English.
Okay, wait a minute. Unless they do it different in the UK, my understanding of Christmas works how mine worked. Everyone's worked it. You got some presents from Santa Claus and some presents from your parents, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you're getting presents from your parents doesn't mean that you got to see them before Christmas. Like that's why he's hiding the gifts. Of course, he's hiding the gifts. Mm-hmm. And kids know that parents hide gifts and they look for them. And that's usually how they find out that there's no Santa Claus, because then they see the gift that was up in the closet that says it's from Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, thanks, yeah. Amazon, for your advert. My 3-year-old is asking why the man is hiding with presents, asking if he's Santa. Hashtag confusing, hashtag Christmas.
Yeah.
Once again, a bunch of people are mad because they have to parent.
Yeah.
I got one phrase. Bloody hell.
Yeah. There you go.
How about your 3-year-old goes and sees Santa, quote unquote, sits on his lap, tells him shit, and then he sees another Santa on the way out ringing a bell, and he's like, what the fuck?
Wait a minute, who's that guy?
Yeah. And if that guy isn't Santa, how do I know the other guy wasn't Santa? Now your 3-year-old's got some questions. Yeah, oh my God, your 3-year-old has questions that you can't answer? That's called having a fucking 3-year-old.
Right.
So it's Amazon that delivers Christmas, is it? Disgusting that kids who believe in Santa are shown their dad
Jesus
running about with Amazon
Christ
presents.
Oh, Jesus.
This kills Christmas!
This kills it.
No, it doesn't kill anyone's
it's
Christmas.
It's good to know they're just as stupid in England as they are
don't
here,
you understand?
Too.
Yeah.
Yes,
only
agree.
You can kill Christmas by getting shitty gifts. That's it. Kids, they don't really fucking care. Watch a kid open their shit on Christmas. The parents are going, oh, that one's from Santa. Like I
wink,
like
wink.
I give a shit. Like the wrapping's already on the floor. I did not read the card. It ruined exactly. It ruined zero Christmases. It ruined as many Christmases as kids were scarred by Kathy Griffin's headless presidential thing. What's it called?
Yeah, the Trump.
By her holding up the severed Trump mask.
Yeah. Thing.
Well, don't you remember? Barron was traumatized.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Barron.
He thought his dad was dead.
Here's a tip for you. The answer to the question, what do I tell my kids, can always be, I don't give a fuck. And always, always should be, I don't give a fuck. Because the other side of that is censorship. That's all you're talking about. Somebody wants something to be censored because they don't know how to have a conversation with the thing that they made.
Sorry, we had to force you to answer a question.
Yes. What do I tell my kids? That's between you and your fucking kid. I don't give a fuck and I shouldn't. It's not my business what you tell your kid.
I'm not the one that started lying to your children in the first place.
Yeah, Easter Bunny. Hello.
Do you also tell them a giant rabbit brings them chocolate eggs in the night, the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the first day of spring?
Or a winged person comes down, takes your tooth that fell out of your mouth and replaces it with a quarter?
Like, that's just weird as an adult if you think about that.
Yeah. What?
It's all weird.
Yeah.
Real weird. It's
just someone coming collecting DNA evidence?
Yes.
Leaving you money?
Sharks versus alligators. Who would win?
Alligator.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Alligator. The water.
I didn't realize this was such a snake and mongoose situation, but apparently it's kind of a toss-up.
Hmm.
And what situations did sharks
Shark can't
meet?
Stop moving.
Right.
How does sharks encounter alligators? Doesn't
Florida?
Right, big time.
I thought the
mixing
alligators are in
Louisiana
in the rivers, though, and that the sharks were in the ocean, right?
Well, sharks can't come into rivers.
They can? Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. So on the river.
Yep.
Down by the river.
Oh, here we go. Alligators are largely freshwater animals, while sharks inhabit the sea. So few would expect, or wish, to run into both predators in the same environment. Can you imagine? A shark's coming one way, and you're like, oh, we better turn. Like, yeah. You're in a fucking canoe, like trying to row your boat around. Like, so we better turn this around the other way. Here comes a fucking crocodile.
Crocodile, yeah.
I would just jump in the water. Well, fuck it.
You would jump in the water.
Let's make this quick. Like, I can't
stand it.
Yeah,
I got somewhere to be. Hurry up.
Let's not draw this out.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. In fact, they do encounter each other, for American alligators sometimes venture into marine ecosystems. And when that happens, the alligators feed on the sharks. And possibly vice versa. I wouldn't see. Oh, that's kind of a small shark. That alligator. It's a picture of an alligator, like eating a 3-foot-long shark, kind of skinny.
So I binge watched yesterday the entire season of Vice Principal.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I just finished up the, it just finished up this Sunday.
Yeah.
As of recording this.
Oh.
So you watched all of season two in one go?
One go.
Wow. You're a binger.
Yeah.
How does it stand up as a binge?
Great. I mean, there was a lot of laugh out loud moments.
Wait a minute. Spoilers? Or, Rob, have you?
I haven't watched it yet. I've just finished the first season.
Finished season one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so no spoilers. We don't want to ruin it for Rob.
It's all right.
There's some good reveals, though, in the final episode.
Just another laugh out loud moment, reminiscent of the light pole from last season.
They do.
And remember, I forgot.
But she smashes over the parking sign. Yeah.
When he threw the briefcase. His surprise party. When they surprised him at his apartment. And he threw the briefcase.
Yeah.
I laughed for like 10 minutes. I had to pause it. But, no, during the fight, when he runs through the office and jumps from the doorway.
Man, that was epic.
Into the locker. He like frog splashes into the lockers. Oh man, I liked the callback at the end of the final episode.
The callback
to Eastbound and Down.
Oh, I guess I missed that. I don't know what you're referring to. Can you say it without spoiling
him and,
it?
Him and Stevie are together again for a scene.
Oh. Yes. No, Stevie. That's right.
Yes.
Stevie Januszki.
They put them together in a scene at the end of the finale.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you know, it's not easy to actually put an ending to a series. And this was only two seasons, and it seemed like they had kind of a story plotted out. It's not like... It didn't seem like it was one of those things where they weren't sure if they were going to do a season three or not. They seemed pretty definite.
I wonder
definite.
If ratings weren't that great, and HBO just said, do a season two and end it.
I could be wrong. It seems to me more like there's only so far you can go with the premise, right? Who knows? You're probably right. I take it back.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that's what happened.
No, that is what happens. That's what happens with TV shows.
They looked like they were going to do a predictable ending. And they didn't.
Yeah, they did. The ending was great. Actually,
like I was going to be like, oh, really? Two seasons, and you're really going to end the most predictable way?
Well, so many shows just kind of peter out because you know they don't have the chance. They find out too late, and they end on with things unresolved, or they just do really shitty, lame endings. Damn it!
See, we can't say too much.
I know. I almost blurted
it's all right,
it out.
Don't worry. And Danny McBride, we said it 100 times, but he plays the same character, but it's so funny.
Yeah, but I felt like this was the most that we've seen of that character. While there's certainly a lot of overlap between him and his Eastbound and Down character, but it was a lot more in-depth, and there was a lot more heart in there. And I think that's why I liked this so much. It wasn't that... It was the fact that he had more depth to his character and that he had a lot of... You had compassion. You had empathy for this guy, right? Like, most of Eastbound and Down is like, this guy is a freak and he's out of control. Like, what the fuck? Who would say that? Who would do that? And there's a lot of that in your response to his character in Vice Principals too. But he shows you the other side of that so well that you continue to like root for this guy, right?
Yeah.
Which allows Walton Goggins' character to just shine.
Why do you never wear socks?
Because he has his revealing character moments, his softer side, but they are used in contrast to how evil he can be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he...
Well, there was a point, he said, why is everything bad? Why is bad shit keep happening to me? Because you keep making stupid choices.
Yeah.
You cause it.
That's like me trying to watch Shameless, even though I still do.
Oh, that's right. That started again. I had a year to watch 6 seasons, and I didn't.
Yes. Oh, my God. The same fucking story, though, every season. Oh, Fiona gets into some business that she doesn't understand, and it shouldn't be that hard because men do it. And, oh, no, this is much more complicated than I thought. I'm kind of in over my head. Some random sequence of events bails me out once again. I learn no lessons and continue to repeat the same sequence over and over again each season. I have very little sympathy for the characters, but I like William H. Macy so much.
Frank.
And even the actor that from Gotham that plays the redheaded kid, the one that goes in the military, he's really good, lifts really good. I mean, Fiona, as an actor, like, she's great. I have no complaints about that. It's just the stories that they write for her where she doesn't progress. She's stuck in this loop. And never
changes. Yeah.
And she's always like, it happens at the top of the season. I won't spoil anything for you because it seems shit she does all the time. It's like something happens and she just goes, oh, well, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing some kind of destructive behavior, you know? I'm drinking too much. I just decided this morning that I quit. And now I'm going to walk around all day telling everybody about how I'm not drinking alcohol anymore. Bitch, it's been one day. You don't even say shit, right?
Right.
like if it... If it's really a problem and it's really some behavior that you have to keep in check, you don't go around bragging that you went 6 hours without fucking some strange guy.
True.
But speaking of Danny McBride, we got some more details on the Halloween film that we're going to see next year, which is co-written by Danny McBride. I don't think he's going to be in it, but imagine if he was...
Michael Myers has a mullet.
If he was...
Yeah.
I was going to say, redneck.
Yeah.
They couldn't hide him. Like, the hair would be a dead giveaway. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to kill you now.
If that doesn't already exist online, I want a picture of the Michael Myers mask with the Kenny Powers mullet.
Oh, Jesus.
But we also know that Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back.
Nice.
She is going to reprise her role. He says, we're kind of ignoring all the past films.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. All the films past the first one. So all the sequels is what they're ignoring.
I don't know, man. I really don't trust a comedian writing a horror film, but maybe he's a horror genre, you know, fan.
Well, how was Get Out?
It was good to an extent. I mean, it wasn't the best, like, you know, everyone was going off about. I mean, but it was good.
Well,
that was written by... Jordan what? Jordan Peele or?
I don't remember his name. I apologize. But yeah, I'm just saying. I have no idea. I guess you're asking. I'm not the right person to ask because I'm not a big fan of the genre in general.
I enjoyed the original movies, but nothing that's been out that's recent. It's kind of just like, just been poorly done.
There's no funny parts of Halloween. Right.
No, none whatsoever.
It's a very serious horror film.
There's like jump moments where you're like, whoa. Huh.
Right, but there's like, no moments of levity.
No, none like, whatsoever. Even,
it seems like that horror has to have like at least one or two laugh lines.
Yeah, there's usually like a funny character, like a comedy relief that usually gets killed off about the third guy in.
Right, the goofball.
Yeah.
Usually black.
Well, no, not really.
No, he's usually red-haired. But the black guy is a completely different character.
He's usually a geeky character.
Yes, thank you. B knows the black guy goes first. Rob's talking about
I just thought black guy was top three. Usually isn't there a virgin?
It's not all three. You can't have three black guys in a horror film.
No, top three people that go.
God, you don't know any of these rules.
Well, because isn't number one usually like a virgin? Or is black guy always
first? I think that's... What?
Yes, Like a Virgin did go to number one.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're talking about Madonna, though.
Yeah, I love Madonna.
So I thought black guy was one of the top three people that got killed first in horror movies.
Yes, but he can't take all three.
Right.
What drugs are you on?
I'm glad you finally asked, because I'm falling asleep here. This stuff's kicking my butt, even though it's a sativa dominant hybrid. We are smoking Triangle OG.
Oh, is this some Illuminati shit?
It could be, but some people believe that Triangle OG is the mother of OG Kush.
It's healing properties.
And it's been around since the early 1990s.
Oh, wait, that's Pyramid OG.
Well, they all have a little bit of healing properties.
Yeah.
Some will say. But it is the hallmarks of the world-class OG Kush. But its lineage is unverified here.
It's triangle, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's a little triangle, see? It's
holding it up. Sure. But a super rare clone-only strain that originates from Florida. The name comes from three marijuana-producing capitals of Florida, which are Jacksonville, Marijuana, and Tampa.
Marijuana?
Wait.
Is this city called Marijuana, Florida?
No, Miami.
Oh.
I swear to God, you said Jacksonville, Marijuana.
Yep. Because okay. I'm high and I'm tired. I'm sorry.
I just...
But, the appearance is very large. Teardrop-shaped calyxes result in super-dense buds, which are covered in a thick layer of some of the largest trichome heads we've ever seen. Perhaps is the most pure and strongest OG Kush aroma we've ever encountered, with a pungent blend of lemon, spice, and floor cleaner, which I would say is probably correct. Because I could taste it.
It's got like the punch of huffing floor cleaner.
Yes. I would say the hits are pretty strong too. Which, you know what? I would say it's pretty close to OG Kush.
This is some vacation shit.
Yeah. This is definitely fucking with
wintertime. Right, hole yourself up with some Netflix and some video games.
Sure. This is a perfect winter stream. And definitely
this
with
is a good winter stream.
Pine. What would you say? The flavor, like a pine gassy.
I don't know. Like I can't diesel-y? Smell today.
Okay. I would say I definitely got hints of diesel. But, yeah, I'd say it's quite a potent, you know, strain for something that we've had before.
Nice.
And, I'd say, you know what? This is a great stress reliever and it'll probably help you out with your sleep, too, because I'm slowly fading away. I like that music. That was good.
New Order? Should we find some New Order? Listen to some New Order?
What else should we listen to by New Order, though?
Age of Consent.
Age of Consent is great and topical.
There you go.
Yeah, let's do it. I love this album. It's probably one of my favorites there. I was thinking the other day about how popular the six-string bass was in the 80s. Maybe it pushed a little bit into the early 90s, but definitely in the late 80s. But The Cure and New Order made popular use of it. Either that or they were just playing a lot on the high string on the bass there. Lots of high, picky kind of sound.
I like it.
Which the baritone guitar also enjoy a
yes.
brief.
And they, I mean, there's a sonic overlap there. There's a frequency overlap between the low part of the baritone guitar and the high part of the 5 and 6 string basses. Not five, I should say the 6 string basses. 5 gives you an extra low string. Which is also interestingly. Sound kind of like a Motown era sound for the bass guitar. Yeah, you had a lot of very poppy in a onomatopoeic sense. They'd have mutes on the strings so that you wouldn't get that ringing bass sound. It would just doot 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 doot. Very thumpy.
I like it.
This is still in the kind of transitionary period for New Order, right? I mean, they were Joy Division.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that synths weren't used in Joy Division, but it was definitely more kind of punk-based than in their sound. And eventually, they're going to do some, like we heard earlier, Bizarre Love Triangle or Blue Monday songs that were not just synthesizer based but heavily influenced by a totally different type of music.
Right. Yeah, I like the original quality of it.
So, yeah, this is still, like, punk-rooted New Order, and eventually we get a majorly acid house-influenced New Order. All the music that was being created in Detroit and Chicago was going over and being played by DJs in the UK for all different types of scenes. This shit was catching on like wildfire. Started to influence a lot of the sound of the bands going on in that at that time. And the English do what they do best, is they take American musical ideas, repackage them, and present them to the U.S., and we all freak out like we've never seen it before.
Right.
Hey, I mean,
yeah.
The New Order is, they are the Beatles of techno. Meaning they took the techno sound, just like Beatles took the R&B sound, and they put their spin on it, and made it all poppy and acceptable in a 3.5-minute format. And sold the fuck out of it to not only the UK, but the US and all over the world. And that's not a diss. You know, I'm not knocking it.
Appropriating culture?
Yeah.
Right. It is appropriating culture. I'm here to say there's nothing wrong with appropriating culture. There's zero wrong with it. There's only...
That's a yes nowadays.
There's... You can offensively, purposely and offensively appropriate culture. Sure, that's possible. But appropriating culture is what we've all... Let's not count on that.
This is pot smoking show.
That's right. If you're at all interested in... Well, not that this movie's about New Order... But it definitely shows a lot of their history, certainly what happened between Joy Division and New Order. The movie 24-Hour Party People is a great watch. Very entertaining.
I've never heard of it.
Kind of, it's kind of a crazy movie. It's very meta. The lead character is kind of walking you through and narrating the history. When is Google just going to... I mean, not when. They have run out of things to put on their homepage.
What have we got now?
The 131st anniversary of the invention of the hole punch.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I saw that.
That's not even a good number to celebrate.
Right.
Nobody celebrates 131.
We're just looking for something to celebrate.
Nobody celebrates anything with the one. Not even one. You don't even celebrate 1 year. It's like no big deal. When they invented the hole punch, a year later, people didn't go, we should celebrate that day last year when that guy invented that thing that helps us put all our papers into a ring binder finally.
Come on.
We were just making all these ring binders with nothing to put in them. We're like, what the fuck do we do with all these fucking binders? How are we going to get them full of women sitting here with our individual single punch, you know, with the little... little clear, like, snap thing that went over top, like the little dinosaur jaw that would hold all of the shit, only it would, like, fly off, and then you'd have confetti everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Then there'd be the people that would break line that it off, up. And it would fly everywhere every time you punch something.
You'd try and punch it, and it would just crush the paper on the one side. I mean, sure, it's one of those things that you never really think about, but it is still I'm sure my office has a hole punch. We rarely print stuff out. You know,
dude, like the copier can do that shit now.
Yeah,
the copier punches holes in your paper.
Yeah. Copier staples now.
Did you ask it to? What, did it ask permission first?
Totally violated my paper.
Just whipped out its stapler.
Oh, when I have to type up letters at work, they're multiple pages. The copier
shooting staples into the potted plant.
Ah, boy.
Where it was invented in 1875.
Damn.
See, you missed me. Talk to me on I was being born, but talk to me on the 100th anniversary. Wait a minute. They've got their dates wrong. Did it say 134? That's 141. They've got their...
Wow, they're fucking... They can't even do their own math.
Whatever, motherfucker!
Yeah, whatever.
That's a 142.
Just numbers. They don't mean anything.
Oh, no, wait.
Just words.
Patent. That was the date the company was founded. The patent was filed on November 14th, 1886. There you go. That would make it 131. Well, phew. I'm glad we sorted that one out.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, I was worried.
Man, you know, the hole punch design has not changed much in 131 years. How could it? Other than making it part of your copier, there's not really much to fuck with in a hole punch, is there?
Mm. Oh, wow. Did you see this?
What?
Jeffrey Beauregard.
He's getting sued. Is that what the story's about?
No, this is about... What's it about? Obama-era guidance that allows states to legalize marijuana without federal interference remains in effect. He also conceded that cannabis is not as dangerous as heroin. He's changing his tune.
That's not a change of tune, actually.
Well, he's keeping the tune that was going.
Yeah.
He certainly... He hasn't come down on one side or the other, clearly, since he's been in office.
Well, he was talking tough there for a minute. Wasn't it back in maybe early spring? He was starting to talk tough about cracking down on the states with recreational.
Well, even if he's willing to look the other way for us, he's still the man responsible for taking care of this issue and is the one being sued by a 12-year-old Colorado girl suffering from epilepsy who is suing for nationwide access to medical marijuana. Alexis Bortel. Oh, wait a minute. This is a class action lawsuit. There are multiple, including former NFL player Marvin Washington.
Marvin Washington?
Who's that?
It would be anybody.
Yeah. I don't know that name.
Lawsuits.
Generic NFL player. Marvin Washington. Penn State.
This lawsuit stands to benefit tens of millions of Americans who require, but are unable to safely obtain, cannabis for the treatment of their illness.
Yeah, a defensive end in the National Football League for 11 seasons, 1989 to 1999.
So he's around. Hey. He played for the Lions.
So sometimes lawsuits like this are just done for a show or to draw attention to your cause, try and get some action. Or some traction, or whatever you have, whatever you have. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Subtraction. Leave you in traction.
You better get a reaction.
Thank you, Rob.
You get no satisfaction.
But what's the possible end game here could be a Supreme Court judge, or panel of judges, rather, saying that restricting access to cannabis as a medicine is unconstitutional. And if that happens...
And that's it's on.
Yeah.
It's fucking on.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It's a wild like, fire. You remember... It's like gay marriage day for fucking heads. Like, we'll be out in the street.
Just puffing away.
Walking down the street. I'm by school, motherfucker!
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be like
still stay away from
Mardi Gras in every city.
Yeah. Instead of titties, marijuana.
Walking down the street, puffing on joints that are like so big, three people have to carry them.
Dude, you got it down your arm.
The dispensary I go to has joints.
The competition cones?
They're like...
What are they, novelty joints?
They're like 2 feet.
They're real?
Tall, yeah.
They're two.
I just want to ask them, how much is that?
We
should get it for like New Year's or something.
2 foot. How thick does it get? I can like just imagine.
Cup.
Okay, first
it's
of
like
all,
this
what?
Cup.
Get out of here!
It's a cone like this cup.
First really? Of all, here's some things to keep in mind. You'd have to get a bigger ashtray. I don't think we have a big enough ashtray.
You just use the sink.
Plus, I mean, what if that thing starts canoeing on you?
You know like, what? That'd be a hell of a fucking canoe.
Well, you probably need a kind of a torch.
Play
to high light
it. With it.
Yeah.
You'd have to light it. You'd have to have enough and or a large enough fire source to cover the whole end at once.
Be like
or else you
cigar.
Will canoe. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to get like a super, you know, cherry like on that thing.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I appreciate the thought, but I don't think it's just practical. I think
novelty.
Get 20 regular size joints and just smoke those when you want to smoke joints.
I actually think it's more like this microphone rather than this cup, but still.
But still.
We should do it.
Just to say we did it?
Dude, we're the fucking weedsmen. It's in the name.
Yeah.
We don't waste weed.
We don't waste it. We put it out halfway through.
Well, also, you know, Alexis, who is represented in this suit, is from Colorado. So while she is underage, I mean, she I'm sure, like, she has an adult that could easily purchase it for, and it's not that big of a deal for her.
Right.
But
Dad, can you go score for
this me? Isn't obviously just about her. She's fighting for the rights of others. And what if, well, she says she wants to go to school in Texas. So does she have to pick between going to school where she wants and having seizures or being seizure-free in a state where she doesn't want to go to school, but is just living there because she needs access to medicinal marijuana?
Right.
UCLA, here we come.
So, I mean, it certainly doesn't stop any state like Texas from saying, okay, you know, Supreme Court says you can have your medicine, and all you can get is some cherry-flavored, like, cough syrup tincture that you take a couple spoonfuls of, and it does what it needs to do, and that's all well and good. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to legalize concentrates and flour and all of this shit.
Right.
You know.
Yes, it does.
But
according to you.
But what it does give is complete coverage to these businesses that are operating in states like Colorado that will be opening up in California that have the support of the state, but certainly zero federal support, which makes, I mean, what they're talking about in California is they want to a whole network of armored cars devoted just to just to handling the money involved in what is going to be a cash-dominant business.
Or they could change the fucking banking laws.
And you're talking about, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about all the money that, that California is going to get in tax dollars, I mean, you've got all of that cash, not just the tax money being paid, but all of that cash moving from A to B somewhere, right? It's all cash, all of their business.
So much cash.
Oh,
there we go.
All right.
You got there.
Did it. We made it, everybody.
We made it.
Thank you for downloading the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Whatever the fuck you call it now. Google Play.
Wow.
Or ChristopherMedia.net. You just go right to the source.
Go it.
Wherever you listen to the Weedsman Podcast, just please make sure to rate and review the Weedsman Podcast.
5 stars.
5 stars, please. Thank you. And now you can follow us on Twitter at the Weedsman420 and on the gram at
the Weedsman Podcast.
And make sure to like and share the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. And you can send your emails to the Weedsman Podcast.
Hell yeah.
At ChristopherMedia.net.
That's why I send all my email. Wow, I can't say that.
Shut up. ChristopherMedia.net is also the place to listen to all of the other podcasts available from the Christopher Media Network. The new podcast is uploaded almost every day. Check out Sporgy.
Sporgy.
If you like the sports.
College football's winding down.
Oh, we talk. Yeah, there's lots of that talk.
The picture's starting to take shape.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of NFL talk.
Hockey. Basketball.
Earl hates LeBron. So if you hate LeBron, you want to hear a guy shit talk LeBron. But yeah, it's we talk sports. Me and Rich from Unregimented. We do it every Thursday. It's available every week at ChristopherMedia.net. And we also have a streaming station at ChristopherMedia.net, which just streams live the last 3 podcasts uploaded.
Yeah.
ChristopherMedia.net. You know, if you're not into autonomy, check that out. You can bookmark the Amazon link available at ChristopherMedia.net. It is that time of year. It's Black Friday. Oh, hopefully.
Black Friday?
Hopefully. While you're doing your Black Cyber Monday is coming up.
Yep.
So what you do is you go
special
to
deals.
ChristopherMedia.net, you bookmark the Amazon link, and you help us out. Doesn't add anything to your. Doesn't take away from any of the deals you're going to get, but we get a little kickback. And yeah, if you're just feeling giving, Because it's the holiday season.
Yes, it is that time of year.
Go to ChristopherMedia.net and you have to donate one to support the Weisman podcast.
We like gifts.
Yes. Gifts for everybody. You know who else likes gifts?
Who?
Dudes.
Your favorite bro?
Yeah. Oh, I redid myself.
Bro?
Yeah.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Yes.
Bro?
Okay. TheBroBasket.com.
TheBroBasket.com. You know what? It's that time of year, like you said.
Yeah.
And what do guys like to get most of the time?
Blowjobs.
Well, close, but let's go with a close second. Their favorite liquor.
Alcohol.
Their favorite.
Yes. Yeah, buy them a drink first.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gotta warm them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can warm them up with your favorites, like, you know, whiskey, tequila, scotch. I'm sure they got wine in there if you want to get
beer.
Some craft beers. Hey, anything. Yeah. Anything that you think can contribute to alcohol, I'm sure they can get into a basket for you. Especially at this time of year for holidays. I'm sure they're running specials. But, you know, make sure you go through the link at, ChristopherMedia.net. And go to BroBasket.com.
Maybe send your boss.
Send your boss something.
A BroBasket full of alcohol that he hates.
Why would you want to send him a basket?
Maybe you have
of
a shitty boss.
Maybe you want to get
still
a raise.
Got a gift, but
this is going off the rails.
He's going to bitch.
Just go to BroBasket.com.
You know I love scotch, and you send me gin.
That is kind of a good move. Like,
what?
You're getting him a gift,
but you're intentionally
giving him what you know he won't drink.
Yeah.
Kind of a power move.
Yeah, because he can't bitch.
Yeah, he's going to be a dick if he's going to be like, oh,
I don't know. Thanks for this liquor that I won't use.
Really?
Yeah. And hey, TheBroBasket.com, you can get this crazy gift.
Get him that.
You go to ChristopherMedia.net, you click through the banner there, you help us out.
Right.
It's holiday season.
Do it.
You got to help. You got to help the podcast out.
Yeah, you know what we like to do? I like to stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.